Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Rochester's new country, 92.5 WBEE. We are the all-new B-Morning Coffee Club. Terry Clifford, Chris Kanye, and myself, TJ Sharp. It is 56 degrees at 722.
I need to know what the heck is going on in this city. This is Rochester, New York. This is where Ragu spaghetti sauce was invented.
Whoa.
All right? And we have a full-on shortage of tomato paste in this city right now. Exactly. The streets of Greece in East Rochester right now are in a complete chaos. I have gone to, every Tops I can get my hands on. I've had my husband take his lunch hours in every different direction looking for it. And you know what? Yesterday, the kind man at Tops, he played my silly game. I like a specific tomato paste.
Mm-hmm.
I like my contadina that has the herbs, Italian herbs, and or the garlic. They make three different kinds, plain or Italian herbs and garlic. I like the Italian herbs and garlic, all right? So I couldn't find any contadina. Any at all. Ugh. I couldn't find any Tops brand. I couldn't find any of them. So the nice guy went back and found this, I don't know, it was made in Italy. It's some off-brand tomato paste. I don't know, Cinco de Mayo or something. I don't know what the heck
it is. I think
that's
the wrong country.
Bertolli?
No, it wasn't Bertolli. Oh. No, it was a Cinco something. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I bought it. They would only allow three cans.
Oh.
But I bought it. All right, so now I have to make a few more trips because I have to have a few more than that. But the weirdest things have been coming up in shortages. A couple weeks ago, my sister called me and said, we can't find red wine vinegar in Auburn. Not one store in Auburn has it. Huh. And then I started looking for it, and all the vinegar shelves were empty.
What?
Now, I finally found it. And it's funny because when I found it at a little Italian bakery in Fairport, Vinny's, and he had this big, giant vat of it, which I bought, and then, I'm distributing it between me and my sister and my nieces. But, the weirdest things, and that's just the beginning, too. In the middle of our pandemic where we were sentenced to staying in our house. It was bread, it was flour and yeast and
toilet paper at first.
Yeah,
and
toilet
wipes.
Paper and all that kind of thing. But the weirdest things are coming up missing now. And I don't understand it. Especially when you live in Western New York, there should never be, ever be a vinegar shortage.
It's going to be one ingredient, right? We're going to get a text soon. I'm feeling it. It's going to be like, oh, there's a shortage on, and it's just going to be one ingredient that's in all these things. That's usually how it works. Or that's how I've seen it work in the last couple months. Like wheat or something yeah. very basic isn't getting produced and distributed to these multiple products.
It could be, that could be.
Like the oregano is held up in sanctions or something.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, something like that.
Here's one at 222 WBEE. I can't find Worcestershire sauce anywhere.
Worcestershire.
And let me see. Oh, check BJ's. I got a case of Hunt's tomato paste a couple weeks ago because the stores have been out of it for months, which they have. Anyway.
A lot of times something? I think there's a shortage, but sometimes, especially, and Tops will do this, like they'll set up those displays in areas where they want. They want to give you an idea how to create a meal.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll make like a special area. So maybe the tomato paste is back where, you know, all the pasta and the
Home Depot too does that. If they want you to buy a vanity, let's say, they'll put all the supply lines next to the vanity, next to the faucets and stuff
so
like that.
So you'll freak out because you'll go and look and the shelf is empty. But then, you know, you roll around the store and you can usually find it.
Yeah. Well, and that's what I always ask now. And I never have a hard time finding people in tops, so I'll always ask.
Something tells me that you scaled the entire store as well. I don't see you leaving.
Oh, no.
Without checking the whole store.
I got to make my sauce. I have to have the tomato paste. My goodness. It's just bizarre to me, these weird little things. And like I said, in Western New York, we should never have a vinegar shortage. It's made right in Williamson, for crying out loud.
Yeah, like who's sitting with a storage unit full of this vinegar paste?
That's what I'm saying.
tomato paste
and vinegar.
Back when I used to do plumbing, I used to be in a bunch of different houses every day, and I go into these basements, and it looked like a grocery store in these basements. And I used to be like, these freaks, what are they doing?
Oh, extreme couponers.
because they have this, like, they're taking up their whole basement with ketchup bottles.
It's these freaks.
You could turn this into a man cave or another bathroom. Or something, and now look at who's the freak now.
Yeah, exactly.
Going to six different stores for tomato paste.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.